As we mentioned earlier, Hurricane Wilma threatens to come ashore in Florida on Sunday. In the meantime, the recovery efforts on the Gulf Coast continue. Joining us now is Coast Guard Vice Admiral Thad Allen, the principal federal officer for the Hurricane Katrina response and recovery effort. He's with us by phone from the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington, D.C. And, sir, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Happy to be here. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Can you fill us in on where FEMA is right now in dealing with the aftermath of Katrina? What are your immediate needs?
Well, we've kind of progressed through a couple different phases. The first one was a response phase, and we were involved extensively in, as you know, search and rescue, urban search and rescue. The tough task of remains removal, the unwatering of the city and so forth, has all been taken care of. We are shifting now to taking a look at some of the needs of our folks that went to evacuation shelters or were put up in hotels and trying to come up with better transitional housing solutions for them. There was an extraordinary displacement of people as a result of this natural disaster, and I think when the numbers finally come in, we're going to find out it's one of the largest displacements of U.S. populations after one of these events in our history, and trying to reconcile where these people need to go and get them into housing is probably the biggest challenge I've got before me right now.
As you know, FEMA had a goal of getting everybody out of emergency shelters by last weekend and was not able to realize that goal. How many people still need shelter?
Well, you have to look at the entire population. We had approximately 1.5 million people that evacuated the New Orleans area. And we, at one point in early September, we had about 270,000 people in shelters. That's down to less than 10,000 right now, and those numbers are dwindling off, and we will ultimately take care of all of that. I wasn't held to a fast deadline on the 15th of October. It was a goal. We tried to achieve it, but I think there are certain cases, especially special needs folks, where you need to make sure they're taken care of before you move them out of shelters. But there's a much larger number of people that were put up temporarily in hotels and motel rooms, and that is a bad transient situation for anybody, and we're trying to get them into more permanent solutions right now. That larger figure, upwards, and we're going to talk about in the hundreds of thousands now, dispersed all over the 50 states, is the real challenge that lies before us right now.
Do you still have people living in tents?
Very few. When I say tents, I would say evacuation shelters, and I would say they're probably hardened shelters. I wouldn't be able to give you an exact number, but I would say there are none or very few at this point.
Because that would obviously be a problem as the weather gets cooler.
It would be. I would say, though, at the request of some local communities, we have created what we would call base camps, and those are very ruggedized tents that allow workers to come in and get some of the industry started and provide critical services to some of the parishes in and around New Orleans.
There, as I'm sure you know, has been a considerable criticism of FEMA. The recently disclosed FEMA emails painting a disturbing picture of a breakdown in communications early on. Just today, there was testimony before the Congress that FEMA officials did not respond to repeated warnings about deteriorating conditions in New Orleans as early as a day before Katrina made landfall. I should emphasize that was all before you were put in charge. But I wonder how all of this criticism affects morale, your ability to work down there.
Well, first of all, it hasn't affected my ability. I went down there on ground with a specific tasking from both the secretary and the president, and have moved forward as aggressively as I can to remove barriers and try and accelerate the velocity to which we were trying to help folks down there. I would say that the longer the discourse continues about what might or might have happened and the political issues surrounding that, I think at some point starts to devalue the work of a whole lot of FEMA workers out there that are working very, very hard for the American public. But we're looking past that, and I think everybody is on task. The single mission I gave everybody when I got down there first in New Orleans and then for the entire region is to treat every victim that we're dealing with as if they were one of our families. And if you do that, you will not likely make a mistake.
We're speaking with Vice Admiral Thad Allen, the principal federal officer for the Hurricane Katrina response and recovery effort. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Can you tell us, sir, what's the condition of the levees in New Orleans right now?
Well, the levees in New Orleans, first of all, emergency repairs have been made to close the breaches that existed after Katrina and then the ones that were reopened as a result of Rita. That has been accomplished. The city has been unwatered, and the city is basically dry. The Corps of Engineers is going through an exhaustive survey of all the levee systems in and around New Orleans, including down the Mississippi River to Plaquemines Parish, which is the basic entry into the Mississippi River from the Gulf. There are a number of levee systems down there, not only federal levee systems, but private levee systems. And we've pretty much completed repairs on all the levee systems. The goal is to bring them up to pre-Katrina standards by the start of the next hurricane season, and so the city can withstand the type of storm that the levees were authorized to do when they were built.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that you hear reports of things like Hurricane Wilma and keep your fingers crossed.
Well, there are concerns about Wilma because even if Wilma comes ashore in Florida, if there is a storm surge into Louisiana, we're going to have to assess the effect that might have on the current height of the levees that are there, and those are the kind of assessments we're doing right now in advance of this.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you mentioned, it's the Corps of Engineers that has authority to rebuild the levees to the height and strength of before Katrina. And again, the hope is that can be done by the start of the next hurricane season. Can you offer protection to residents of New Orleans since, in the meantime, we're not out of hurricane season? Are there plans in place to work with local officials to evacuate the city if the necessity should arrive?
Well, that's exactly what we've been doing. And as the Corps of Engineers is aggressively repairing the levees and building them back up to the pre-Katrina levels, what we have done, especially in Orleans Parish, St. Bernard Parish and Plaquemines Parish, is looking at evacuation plans on how we would remove the populations if we needed to do that. This is a finely balanced risk management equation where you need to repopulate the cities, they need to restart their economic engines. A lot of these cities don't have the revenues to pay their workforces and so forth, and you want to be able to help them come back. But at the same time, you want to have enough safety net where if a storm's approaching, you can evacuate those people. And we are working with those parishes on evacuations plans that we would execute if we needed to.
In the hope that maybe there's no additional problems from the weather in the next month or so. Cleanup, debris removal, how is that going?
It's going pretty good. It's never fast enough as anybody would want, and most people would want. There are a lot of neighborhoods where there's a significant amount of debris. It kind of comes in two pieces. We have large contracts through the Corps of Engineers that allows us to go through and remove debris from right-of-way areas, public right-of-ways. We also, after negotiating with the state and gaining right-of-entry approval from private homeowners, can do that also. There are some legal issues associated with that because there's some indemnification required if for some reason the property was damaged. But we have a very, very robust debris removal project that's going on right now. And actually, we call it debris management because depending on what you recover, it's disposed of in different ways. Vegetation is chipped and reduced. You have what they call white goods, which are like refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
And then there has to be waste that has to be segregated and treated differently. And that's all going on right now.
Now, over the past weeks and months now, I guess, we've heard from a number of small towns on the Gulf Coast that were devastated who say they've not received any aid from FEMA at all. I'm sure you're hearing those reports as well. Are you trying to address that?
Well, aid from FEMA comes in different packages. There's individual assistance and public assistance. Once a disaster declaration has been made for a particular parish or county, the individuals then are registered with FEMA and get a FEMA number, and then they're entitled to certain types of benefits depending on where they were at, what kind of a disaster declaration was made, whether or not they were a homeowner, and so forth. I think anybody that has registered has been able to receive benefits. In some cases, it may not be exactly the benefits they thought they were due, and we've actually dealt with some appeals on that. But in general, I think FEMA has been accessible to all the impacted parishes and counties, and it's a matter of finding those folks that may not have had access to a computer or a phone and making sure we get them registered.
Admiral Allen, thanks very much for being with us today, and good luck to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Vice Admiral Thad Allen, Principal Federal Officer for the Hurricane Katrina Response and Recovery Effort. He joined us by phone from the Department of Homeland Security here in Washington. Tomorrow at Science Friday, Ira Flatow will be here. We'll see you Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan. Thank you.